Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5:30. Coming up in this bulletin, Donegal is set to benefit from €110 million in funding aimed at reducing flood risks. Daniel O'Donnell is the latest figure to speak out on the Donegal-Dublin proposed flight schedule changes, echoing concerns that cancer patients in particular will suffer. Gardaí in West Donegal seized cocaine worth more than €4,000 following a search of a house in Duhurry yesterday, and only one of the 167 new Garda recruits is to be assigned to Donegal. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Later in the bulletin, we'll also have sport with Mark Gallagher, August Tereshin and Nuacht Lé Colm Ferriter. Starting with news, Donegal is set to benefit from €110 million in funding at reducing flood risks, with the first major project in Burnfoot moving to the planning stage next month. The announcement was made at a meeting in Lifford between local councillors and OPW Minister Kevin Boxer-Moran, who stressed the importance of both long-term and short-term measures. Major flood schemes can take up to 11 years to complete, he explained, but legislative changes will allow councils to carry out minor works more quickly, providing faster protection for communities. Minister Moran emphasised that the funding is specifically earmarked for Donegal, highlighting the government's focus on protecting vulnerable areas in the county from increased flood threats.
I have three schemes in this county ready to go to planning, and the one that affects me most is Burnfoot, because I met so many people in Burnfoot and I want to deliver for them people in Burnfoot. So based on what I'm saying to you, in March the application is going to go in, and I appeal to people and I appeal to yourself and the radio station to make sure the consultation that people attend. What I don't want to see, what I've seen all over the country, I don't want walls this height, I want glass, I want this, I want that. That delays the scheme and then people object. And then the scheme is delayed further. And it's not the fault of government, it's not the fault of local authority or the local representative. We need to work together. This is not a blame game. I hear people around the country playing politics. Well, when people play politics and they played it in the chamber yesterday, I'll be honest with you, I can't, because I've seen so many people crying in the last few days, and I'm too well of it in my own town of Athlone, as I am here in Donegal. The pressure they're under, it's not the politics, it's the delivering for those people.
And the money is there, because people are going to be fearing that given now there's such an emphasis on Bunclody, on Enniscorthy, on Wexford, Wicklow, Waterford, on the whole southeast coast. In 2017, Donegal was front and centre in the public consciousness. Now it's Wexford. The fear here is going to be that's where the money's going to go.
I'm giving you a guarantee to the people of Donegal today that I have committed €110 million to Donegal. €110 million is no short change. That money remains working with the local authorities and the number of schemes they're doing. But I have to tell people, while their patience is running out and we could have a storm tomorrow, we could have flooding, that is why I've made the change to the minor works to help those local authorities to deal with some of these minor issues.
After the meeting, speaking was Cathaoirleach Councillor Paul Canning, and he said it was very positive and productive. He welcomed the commitment to substantial funding, but said the council will be looking very closely at the commitment of extra funding for minor works, as there's a fear that carrying out minor works might delay progress on the more substantial scheme required in the areas. He says Minister Moran listened to everything that members and officials had to say.
I think it went very well. All of the councillors got their say. And in fairness to Boxer Moore, he took everybody's items on board, and he has come back with answers, and he does appreciate that the team within Donegal County Council are working hard at it. But there is, we have to protect the environment, and he's well aware of that. So we have to go through the whole appropriate assessments, the EIAR, and all of that before we can get a scheme up and running. And unfortunately, because of the way planning works, we can't do works mid-term or short-term, because then we're affecting the whole appropriate assessment. So a lot of people, it's a waiting game, and it takes years, unfortunately, and that's the frustration amongst councillors in relation to the public domain.
He's trying to figure out a way of expediting some schemes by allowing the council to do some minor works under that minor works programme. There's a lot of, I'm sure, ironing out to be done in terms of picking it through, but do you think that's the challenge the council will take up and look more at those minor works and the potential they offer?
Very much so. The council will take that challenge on board. Like, but the problem you have, which is a good problem, is we are so far advanced now with a lot of our schemes that the council are not going to sort of set them back, for a better word. So I would say it'll be the newer schemes that's coming on board that will avail of the minor work scheme compared to the long outstanding schemes, because we are so close now. The likes of Bournemouth is going in for planning now at the start of this year, so we're not going to interfere with that process by doing works that the appropriate assessment then hasn't allowed for. So I would say the new schemes will definitely use the minor works scheme to protect themselves, but I would say the longer schemes will still be as is.
Meanwhile, Minister Boxer Moran is due to meet with Donegal deputies Pierce Doherty and Pat the Cope Gallagher tomorrow to discuss the ongoing campaign to retain the flight schedule for the Dublin-Donegal Airlink. Daniel O'Donnell is the latest figure to speak out on the matter, echoing concerns that cancer patients in particular will suffer if the afternoon connection is removed. A petition opposing the changes launched on Tuesday has now attracted over 11,000 signatures. On today's Greg Hughes Show, Deputy Doherty outlined the steps he's taken to try and ensure that those flight times are retained.
Myself and Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher met with the airline in relation to this here. Now, they didn't give any indication that they were changing the midday flight to that, and I'm also annoyed at them in relation to this. But look, we need to find a way forward.
So in relation to that, right, because everyone's saying the right thing seemingly. I think Simon Harris did sound sympathetic to the situation. Pat the Cope Gallagher says he's speaking to Dara O'Brien. How do we look after the interests of taxpayers' money but also find a resolution?
The problem is if they don't accept the tender, there's no service from the end of the month. That's a big problem, and that's why they should have acted back in November, and that's why I'm furious in relation to this here. But this is going to end up being a 4-year contract. There is no way that the Donegal can be left without midday service for 4 years. There's no way that we will allow this to happen and abandon cancer patients and other patients who are travelling up to Dublin and need this service. It's not about convenience. It is literally a lifeline for them. So we need a bit of cop on. We need a bit of common sense. You know, we're pushing and trying to put serious pressure in terms of the government. It's their decision at the end of the day. I know Boxer Moran is down in the county. He'll be joining myself tomorrow. Deputy Gallagher will be with him, and a number of people who lead that charity in terms of the cancer flights will be there as well. We'll get in the ear of Boxer in relation to this year. We're pushing every one of the pressure points we can. I've reached out to the airline to see if we can get a bit of common sense in terms of the airline.
Only one of the 167 new Garda recruits is to be assigned to Donegal. 11 Gardaí have been assigned to the Northwest region, and the Donegal recruit will be going to Letterkenny. This morning, these new Gardaí were attested, which brings the total number of sworn Gardaí now to over 14,500. The newly attested members of An Garda Síochána Síochána were recruited as part of the 2024-25 recruitment campaign. Councillor Jerry McMonagall, chair of the Donegal Community Partnership, says that the figures for Donegal were disappointing.
And when you first seen the headlines at the North West to get 11 new recruits, yeah, you were confident that maybe that you would get 4 or 5 of those sends for the Northwest. But when you look at the figures, Donegal have received only one, and the vast majority have gone over to the Dundalk Louth area. It's, you know, I'd say not only am I disappointed, but I'm sure the Garda you here in Donegal are very disappointed with only one new recruit coming through this time.
And it seemed to be kind of quite lacking all around the Northwest.
Yeah, look, when you take it, like Donegal, Sligo, down as far as Galway, all get one each, and then we take it then, an argument can be made for bigger populations or whatever over in the Louth area. I'm not sure about that either. But look, we've had habitually over the years a shortage of resources here in this county alone, and we were promised many, many times that we were going to get extra resources, including personnel. We got two the last time, we've got one this time. You know, we need to be getting more. The size of Donegal, the geographic nature of it.
Gardaí in West Donegal seized cocaine worth more than €4,400 during a search of a house in Doohery yesterday. A man in his 50s was arrested and detained under Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act in 1984. He's since been charged and released on bail, and a court appearance is to follow. Residents and businesses in Malin Head will soon see improved water supply as Uisce Éireann begins a long-awaited upgrade of the local network. The project involves replacing more than 2.2 kilometres of ageing water mains in the Kena and Umgall with modern pipes, and this will include new water connections for customers. Work is scheduled to start next week, and Councillor Martin McDermott welcomed the upgrade after a decade-long wait.
We've been lobbying Uisce Éireann for probably up to 10 years now to replace that water main in Kena running up on Debris in Malin Head. It's a part where the road is in dire straits of needing resurfaced, and it's an area that I suppose has been kicked from pillar to post over the last number of years as to whether it was going to be done or whether it wasn't going to be done. There was pipes there for quite some time, then they came and took the pipes away, but the news today now that Irish Water have announced that they are going to replace that 2.2 kilometres of piping, which will make a massive difference to the water supply in Malin Head. It will make a massive difference to the burst, because that particular area is prone to bursts a number of times every year.
In other areas of Inishowen, like Buncrana, hearing that it took 10 years to get this might be a bit unsettling.
Yeah, and it's a regular fight when it comes to investment, particularly in new water mains. It takes a long time and a long fight to finally get the investment. They do this investment on the amounts of the amount of bursts and the amount of times that the pipes have bursted, and it takes quite some time, years actually, to get that level of burst up where they finally invest in an area. Is that the right way of doing it? I don't think it is. I think, there needs to be a lot more investment in a lot of areas.
It's 5:42 here on Highland Radio. We'll have sport after this short break. It's 5:45 here on Highland Radio. Mark Gallagher's at the sports desk.
Thanks, Donna Marie. Good evening. We'll start with soccer. It's the opening night of the SSE Airtricity League tonight, with three Premier Division fixtures kicking off the 2026 season. Champions Shamrock Rovers were due to get their campaign underway at home to Dundalk, but that game has been postponed after a pitch inspection in Talla. In the games that are still on, Galway United are at home to Drogheda United. Shelburne travel south to face Waterford, and Derry City face Sligo Rovers at the Ryan McBride Brandywell. Derry have been bolstered by a strong transfer window, with Irish international James McLean joining Tiernan Lynch's squad, among some other notable signings. Speaking on last night's score programme, former Finn Harps captain Keith Cowan says the arrival of McLean will boost the squad.
They should look to him and look the way he's dedicated his life to the game, and he'll be making sure that the whole squad is in tow. And I think that they're going to set the pace, as we've seen them at the weekend there against Shamrock Rovers. Now, it's a dress rehearsal. It's hard to take too much from it. A glorified pre-season friendly, but they came out on the winning side. They could add a few more goals.
Finn Harps get their first division season started next Friday night away to Athlone Town. And there's one game in the Irish Cup sixth round tonight. Limavady United are at home to Linfield from 7:45. Cross Channel, Leeds and Nottingham Forest will both look to boost their survival prospects in the Premier League tonight. The two sides square off at Elland Road, where kickoff is at 8:00. Former England international Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain is set to sign for Celtic, with the move dependent on a medical. The 32-year-old hasn't played for 9 months, but he has been training with Arsenal while looking for a new club. Celtic interim boss Martin O'Neill hopes the three-time FA Cup winner can give their Scottish Premiership push a lift.
I spoke to him this morning. I think he wants to come, and I think he's coming. So I'm delighted that he's going to come, and so he says. So I think he's doing a medical tomorrow, and all being well, I'm hoping that he signs on.
Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola has remained tight-lipped on whether Erling Haaland will start against Liverpool on Sunday. Haaland came off the bench during the 3-1 win against Newcastle in the second leg of the Carabao Cup semi-final on Wednesday, but Guardiola refused to comment on whether he would return to the starting lineup. Ipswich Town manager Kieran McKenna says the decision to loan Republic of Ireland international Sammy Smodics to Derby County was not based on football performance, but on maintaining dressing room culture. Smodics joined Derby on loan until the end of the season on deadline day, having scored once for Ipswich this campaign after returning from a long-term ankle injury. McKenna said the move was made in the best interest of squad dynamics, adding that it remains to be seen whether Smodics returns in the summer. The 28-year-old links up again with former manager John Eustace, with Derby currently pushing for promotion.
Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta has given an update on injuries ahead of Saturday's Premier League clash with Sunderland at the Emirates. Bukayo Saka is close to a return after a hip issue, with Arteta saying he could be back very soon, while Martin Odegaard is due to sit out for the next few days with a knock. Arteta also confirmed Jurrien Timber is fit despite missing training, but midfielder Mikel Merino faces a lengthy spell on the sidelines following foot surgery and is unlikely to return before May. Moving on to Gaelic games, the rearranged Sigerson Cup semi-final between University of Limerick and Queen's University will take place in Abbottstown tonight. Throw-in is at 6 o'clock and the winners will go on to play UCC. And there's one fixture in the Ulster GAA Hurling Under 20 Cup tonight. Derry play Antrim at Owen Beg. That one starts at 7:30. In golf, Padraig Harrington has made the weekend cut at the Qatar Masters. The Dubliner is 3 under par after a round of 70 in Doha today. American Patrick Reed is the man to catch on 12 under and one shot clear of the chasing pack. In rugby, there's a chance for fringe players to impress Ireland coach Andy Farrell with a 15 selection taking on England A at Thomond Park tonight. Shane Daly and Kieran Frawley start in the back line and Max Deegan captains the side. Fintan Gunn starts at scrum half alongside Frawley. Kickoff in Limerick is at 7:15. And finally, for now, Ireland will be represented by 4 athletes at the Winter Olympics, which officially gets underway with the opening ceremony in Milan this evening. Thomas Maloney Westgaard and Annabelle Zerbe will carry the Irish flag at the ceremony, which takes place in the San Siro. Cormac Comerford and Ben Lynch complete the Irish team for the Games. That's all your sport for today. I'll be back at the sports desk for Saturday Sport tomorrow afternoon. Back to you, Donna Marie.
Thanks, Mark. Augustinish and Nook to the Colin Fairter.
Sure, we're Mahas at Colin Fairter and Sean in the Prieves Guilty. Chaddy Board, Oris Nigeliga, Ardi has hunted Saha, Comai Lachonskadal, Vresha, Duffy Hafias, a She, a Crinu and Warge, Erentrohadu Ladami Anner, and me, Emalia Clea. Be Ardiha Agori Vaim, Lashan Medu, the Vresha, Gosia, Villun Euro, a Cadiu, the Oris Nigeliga, Duffy Hafias, a She, Cadiu, Ardu, Kuig, Jag, Fuin Gid, Savinu, a Kurher or Foiled on Kirk Hega Kofarchiokta, the Kionagri of Tigeliga. August na Rimshi a Hagen fwyna gwrm. Cadw yw tacio'r fresio dar lwa ia cyd sy'n jai mil o euro don sgym ffarbr ha lin rhi gelig da fwy hi fwy sy'n se. Fri jan cysdia ein ŵr car hyr siart mil o gwliau bresio ar ffoil da fwy hi sy'n orth jonti ag man cym agos ard cym na sgyma. Fog rohar a teliw chansgadol agos sgyma na a cadw hyr a fwy'n menyw bresio le lin na blianam. Falsiu Ratchis, Jerry Nabliana Fiha Fiha Sakuig and you at the Hodge Udras Nigeltakta, a current shees, Erdolchon Ken Lanuna, Entriot and Fobel August Nigeliga, Fod Regun Geltakta, and Erin, a mass na priv Greha, Ta Shake Head Art was a hen past Nua, Crohihu, a Crohihu, a Yanter Geltakta, Labliana Nuas. Oskion ni mele goliai dynia fastihe y gliant colachti yn ydyrys. Agus gilahan oskion 1 biliwn euro dan darna vliana sy'n cael. Lelen na vliana crohi yw sieg cyd orpus y hen past nua rod a hog lian omlan na fastiach ta gwydi ni mele siart gyd. Har siart chondai. Lerian na siart a iachyd sy'n cahardjeg foluntus. At the on an issue, Jerry, a Vionic Jerry Fihifius a Kuig, and Taylor Lanuna, Hallen, Elche, Stunturistal in the Omlan, Eg Udras Bonkai E. Bay Agoj on the Mora, Egerford, Gunagal, Margal, Hoahi, Echelchi, Guji Baliha, Clea, Atafui, Comerca, Emerald Airlines, Chunalar Haran Agoj, Margal, an Ogurch, Gome, and Conru, Edgeran Realtus. August Emerald Airlines, Leve Afri, Jerin Misisha, Tasha Barty, Gomean, Etchel, Tronona, Calcha, Go Homlin, Rodda Killian, Nachme, Servishi, or Foil, Egan Amshin, Don Lae, Eg Ohers, Ata, Eg Frastal, or Servishi, Alcha, Amalia, Heclea, Tossahi, Anagoj, Eg Dog, Clug, Tronona, Amora, Jasahern, Eg Airford, Hunanol, Shimahodcha, Eligulier, Slan, August Bannacht.
Thanks, Colin. Looking now to weather, staying cloudy with rain with some heavy falls possible. and that rain will gradually ease overnight and become patchy. To conclude this evening's news, a look back at today's main stories. Donegal is set to benefit from €110 million in funding aimed at reducing flood risks, with the first major project in Burnfoot moving to the planning stage next month. The announcement was made at a meeting in Lifford between local councillors and OPW Minister Kevin Boxer-Moran, who stressed the importance of both long-term and short-term measures. Daniel O'Donnell is the latest figure to speak out on the matter of the Donegal-Dublin PSO flight schedule, echoing concerns that cancer patients in particular will suffer if the afternoon connection is removed. The petition opposing the changes, which launched on Tuesday, has attracted over 11,000 signatures to date. Gardaí in West Donegal seized cocaine worth more than €4,400 following a search of a house in Duhery yesterday. A man in his 50s was arrested and detained under Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act 1984. He's since been charged and released on bail, with court appearances due to follow. And only one of the 167 new Garda recruits is to be assigned to Donegal. Eleven Gardaí have been assigned to the Northwest region, and the Donegal recruit is to go to Letterkenny. This morning, the Gardaí were all attested, bringing the total number of sworn Gardaí to over 14,500. That's all for now from the newsroom. We'll be back again with news at 7.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 6th of February. The death has taken place of Jim Cowan, Conwell, Letterkenny. Jim will repose at his late residence from 7 o'clock until 10 o'clock this evening, and again tomorrow from 12 noon until 10 o'clock. Service at his late residence on Sunday afternoon at 2, with burial afterwards in the family plot in Gortley Cemetery. Any inquiries, please, to Conmacdade Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Noel Lafferty, Carrick Shandrum, Crossroads, Killigordon, reposing at his home this evening from 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock, and again tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Funeral leaving his late residence on Sunday afternoon at 12:30 for Requiem Mass in St. Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon at 1 o'clock. Interment in the adjoining churchyard. The Requiem Mass can be viewed on the parish YouTube channel. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, directly to the Donegal Hospice or care of any family member. The death has occurred of Bridget Friel, née Sweeney, Letcher Fad, Terman, formerly of Ross Nikhil, Fanad, reposing at her home until 10 p.m. nightly, with a bus available in the evening until 9 o'clock from the Lagoon car park. Funeral in St. Columbus Church, Terman, on Sunday at 1 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Seamus Dugan, Neil, Baroness Falcara. His remains are reposing at his late residence with rosary tonight at 9:30. Funeral Mass in St. Finian's Church, Falcara, tomorrow at 12 noon, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed on mcn.live. And the death has occurred of Brian Richardson, Ballyargus Redcastle, formerly of Newcastle, United Kingdom, reposing at his late residence, removal from there tomorrow morning at 9:20, going to St. Columbus Church, Drung, for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by cremation at Lakeland's Crematorium, Cavan, at 3. The Requiem Mass can be viewed at mcn.live. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to Cancer Research Ireland, care of any family member, or Blaine McCarran, Kelly's Funeral Directors. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.